Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
He's lost his privilege. He's lost his privilege. I think Bill is back to doing the Co.
Yeah, I was the Co. And then you took over the Co, and I was good with it. But now we're not respecting the Co.
Nope.
And that.
Nope. I'm trouble. It's trouble.
Twice.
You get distracted. Three times in a row.
I'm really distracted today for some reason. Okay.
Well, they're hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or, as always, at NEBCOinc.com.
A lot going on, Bill.
You have a lot. You forgot something. That's what you're distracted. Mm-hmm. Then you're looking at the bowls. Yep. That got you distracted.
You're reading this perfectly.
A lot of stuff going on.
I forgot all my material.
But you have your computer, so I'm confused. If you have your laptop, you have everything to write with. So what did you
mean? No, not really.
You have your phone, so you can record.
Oh, I have the bare essentials, but there's some notes that I left back, and there's a press release that.
Yeah, what are you asking today? What are you firing out?
And Keith, man, what time is the press conference? Yeah, you didn't know
Keith,
that.
Keith, if you're listening, please. Two
Keith
questions.
Does not know what time the press conference.
Two questions.
Is.
Larry.
You just weighed in. Okay, so there's a press conference, and then you wonder on Tuesday in the off season, sort of, is there pizza?
Yeah,
Godfather's pizza today.
Oh, get Valentino's pizza. Yeah.
Oh, this is controversial.
Yeah.
The non-controversial part is rule at 11:15. That's great time. Okay. That's a great time. I need to be done
What's
at
controversial
four.
Then?
Okay. I need to be done at 4 today. So that should allow me plenty of time
to the
run.
Steakhouse in Omaha.
Drop two grand.
No. Leather seats. Leather
no
booth.
No pizza.
Mm. What?
No pizza. Thought Husker Online was providing lunch today.
Okay, well, let's talk to Sean then.
Why is there
that?
No pizza? Also, I mean, I'm very thankful to Keith for the pass and getting into the media room. Where I sat with Chattel and with Keith like that. But I had one cookie, you know, my favorite one's a chocolate cookie with the white chocolate.
What is that stuff?
I don't know. They're really
is
good.
Is it white chocolate?
It's white chocolate.
Macadamia?
No, it's just no. White chocolate. It's a chocolate
right.
cookie.
Right, that's
and
what
then,
I want.
And it was a white, there was no macadamia okay, right. to it. But then I'm like going, I'm going to get one more of those. And they were gone. So if we're on a budget situation, Keith, let us know with what's going on down
Someone's
there at PBA.
All the cookies.
Do I need to talk to Brian Morrow on this?
The one that made PBA
that,
happen.
Is he the one that is cutting down some budgetary things in the down in
know.
The... In the concierge area,
but Brian Morrow does work for PBA.
He runs PBA. Yes.
Look at the bowl
he
games.
Does not run.
We were just tagged in this on social media. I want to make sure we get this real quick. This goes back to Bill's Thrills from a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm not gonna play the audio of it, but apparently there's a guy named Sean Duffy who is the transportation secretary for the U.S.
Okay.
And he's
got
at a press
attention?
Conference and it says. Sean Duffy and what he's doing to improve the airport experience for travelers. Quote, maybe I want a workout area where people might get some blood flowing, doing some pull-ups or step-ups in the airport. He's listening to the show.
We have this documented,
the
right?
This is exactly my concern. You are going to lose this. You're not patented.
This is the transportation secretary saying this at a press conference yesterday.
Okay, then how do we cut that section If we can go back and find that.
We'll find that.
And we will send this to him.
I wonder if you could get contracted through the federal government.
I would like to be on a government contract.
Jake,
yes.
You're a business person. Could Bill get contracted through the federal government?
Well, I think
contract.
I'm going to say yes. I think he probably could.
That is flowing money that you can count on.
Somebody heard the show or he listened to the show, fired it over to him. Out of the blue, I'm not buying it.
If there's a government shutdown, your business isn't probably.
Yes.
Hey, now hold on.
It's just some days off. It's okay. The government's not going to stay down forever.
This is an amazing revelation because I thought that was one of your better ideas.
Yeah. You thought, at the time, you
Airport put it, Fitness.
Airport Fitness.
No, but what was it called? Planet Airport.
Planet Airport.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, it was.
Planet Airport.
It was.
I like that.
With a big
Planet Airport.
You have a picture of a long shot of Earth from a long ways away.
Yeah.
Planet. Yes.
Yeah, and it'd
but
be
the marketing's very easy for it. Branding, super simple.
Yes.
And it's a workout room.
Lauren Swigert texts me. He's on his way back from Palm Desert on Sunday, and the first thing he said, he goes, 3-hour layover in Denver, sure it'd be nice to get a little workout in.
Just an hour.
Yeah, just an hour. Just like, and you don't have to be like, you don't have to put like a sweatsuit on or something.
No.
Just walk. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if I was going to treadmill and walk, I don't even sweat. I'm not going to be like,
God, thank you for saying
that. I'm not going to be like, gosh, what happened? I got to change. I sweat right through my.
Many times I'll work out at Planet Fitness and feel no need to shower afterwards.
It's like I didn't sweat.
Right.
Well, thank you to Sean Duffy.
So who was doing that again? Say his name.
The Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy.
Put that on the press conference yesterday. No.
Hey, hold on.
Sean Duffy.
That's Sean Duffy.
Yep.
It's nice to know the show matters.
Thank you.
It's nice to know the show matters.
What a reach. There's a lot of reach.
Yeah. People are listening to us in D.C.
Apparently so.
How about that? Let the president listen
to us. Planet Airport.
Yes.
It's a big deal. Now, the bowl schedule's out, and SIP has not looked one time before right now at the bowl schedule.
Oh, I have.
Had it printed out for Monday. This is SIP's first time looking at it, besides knowing Nebraska's playing, of course, against Utah and Vegas and the playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill, you have looked at this for a couple of days. What games do you excite?
Oh, I wish you'd have hit me that a little bit more. But yeah, there are some games.
Just cruise it
quick. The first one is the Hawaii Bowl that I love. Cal and Hawaii.
Absolutely.
That's an incredible game that I cannot wait to see. So very pumped about that one. Also, Louisiana the bowl game like that?
The LA Bowl?
No, 68 Ventures like that. Louisiana, Delaware. That one.
It fires you up.
It does.
Absolutely. Well, cannot fire you up.
Friends, but you have to admit that game is incredible. The Hawaii Bowl will be.
I'll give you that one.
That would be a great. I think that the Pinstripe Bowl is very interesting.
Yep.
Penn State Clemson. Who shows up? Do Clemson fans go? Do Penn State fans go?
You know Penn State fans will show up.
So what will happen there? So that's very, very interesting, obviously. So excited about that one. Trying to think about that. Tennessee, Illinois. Extremely excited about that
one. The Music City Bowl.
I want to see what that looks like. I want to see how that.
How about Vandy, Iowa?
I like that one.
Oh,
Tampa.
God, love it. Love Vandy. And then how do you not like USC, TCU also in the Alamo Bowl? That's another great one for us. Going down through
Michigan, Texas, Citrus Bowl is exciting, right? A little bit.
Yes.
It does.
Those three Big Ten bowls are those threes that you mentioned are huge. Tennessee, Illinois, Vandy, Iowa, and Michigan, Texas.
Liberty interests me. Navy, Cincinnati. Navy always interests me. And so there's games all over the place. I'll love all of them. I'll watch all. My favorite thing right now that I'm pulling the hardest for, even though I have a good friend on the staff at Wake Forest. But I'm pulling for Mississippi State because you know what?
Oh boy.
They got offered the bowl game. You know what they said? Sounds great.
Yep.
Love to do it.
It's 5-7 Mississippi State, right?
5-7. Yeah, 5-7.
Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah.
Versus Wake Forest.
We're rolling on January 2nd.
Yeah, someone, so SIP, you put a text out about this, or a tweet out, something about, what was it? It's hard to find. I got to be able to go back and find. You sent a tweet out yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, you tweeted this. I'm sure this was you. Mm-hmm. Says it was. Let's check it here real quick.
Checking Twitter.
It was a tweet. Yes.
I don't know that I
can find it. What was it about, Bill?
Gray Grundhofer progress deeply off season timeline. What the hell? That's you, isn't it? Is that not you?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you tweet at somebody? Is that a reply?
Is it a reply? What is that?
Oh, what did I say?
It says,
I'm going to find it here.
Okay, that must be the person that you were referring back to.
Okay, yeah.
Grayson
Grundhofer.
It's about the timeline and what's going on.
So here you respond. Someone named Grayson Grundhofer said, statement from Baylor on a potential bowl bid. So, quote, yes. We have declined the opportunity to play in a bowl as we've already progressed deeply into the offseason timeline of preparation for the 2026 season. You tweeted back, quote, progressed deeply into off-season timeline, .. What the hell are we talking about?
It sounded like a word salad.
And I could not be more on Team Sipple, because someone texted me and said, hey, FYI, someone tell Sipple that it's about exit interviews. And I said, no, it's not. It's about playing football. It's football season. Yeah.
I just thought it was a ridiculous statement.
No, you want to get a team? Get a team together. It's not that hard to do.
We're progressing into what?
Into what?
The 2026 season, he said.
Yeah.
No, that's not what he said. It said something stupid, like just word salad stupid.
Yeah. But my point is, Sipple was spot on. People are going like, oh, no, we've moved on. The season ended like a week ago. Stop.
We've already progressed deeply into the off-season timeline of preparation of the 2026 season.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
Maybe a little.
What are you guys doing like that? We open up with Cincinnati. We're watching film right there. Just get a team together. Go play.
Sometimes you just got to call that stuff out. Like, what are you doing?
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I'd be better if they just say, we're not playing. Why? Because.
Don't
tell me we've progressed into this. We're working on this.
2026 timeline.
Yeah, timeline like that. Yeah.
A couple games I think we skipped over here that I think are intriguing in the bowl season.
Tell us.
Is Missouri-Virginia of interest to you in the Gator Bowl, possibly?
Berries.
Hold on a second. Missouri-Virginia Gator Bowl, yes.
Oh, there's a lot more. We didn't.
Now, I don't really have interest in LSU-Houston because LSU doesn't care. Houston, they should care. They should roll LSU in that game.
Oh, really. I love the Rate Bowl. Don't tell me you don't love New Mexico-Minnesota.
Okay, tell me about New Mexico.
Jason Eck.
Yeah, I'm watching that all
day. Eck versus Fleck.
Oh, yes. Whoa. How about that? Eck
versus. Well, those are two interesting coaches.
That's a t-shirt.
We need a t-shirt. Eck versus Fleck right now. Those are two icebreakers.
Those are two interesting coaches for sure. That is a good bowl game.
Yeah, that's not a good bowl game. That's a great bowl game.
Do you understand the bigger picture discussion we're having right now?
Are you not watching UConn Army? Because I am.
Now, hold on. Quarterback, Fagler.
Hold on. Think about what we're doing right now. We're looking forward to bowls, and there are people that are telling, like the other night, I'm sitting there covering the game, the Nebraska-Creighton game, and Robin looks over at me after news came of these various teams dropping out of bowls and said, how much longer do you think there'll be bowls? That's what Rob said.
You say, I hope forever?
I said, I don't know. Why do you say that? And he goes, I mean, there's just people dropping out left and right.
I'll be making my presentation on Friday on how to save the bowl system. And I've not invented this. I will be part of it, but I will have...
With the Schindlers,
the
right?
Schindlers.
What is your reaction to people who say...
Here's my reaction. I can't wait to watch Boise, Washington on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching it. Can't wait.
And I'm not calling out Rob. I mean, Rob's got a good point.
He's just asking a question.
Yeah. He raises a question a lot of people are raising.
Things will make sense. This will be somewhat like the fitness in the airports. This will make sense on Friday to everyone after we get through with this. I think it's going to be a big plus. The only problem I have right now, I got to kind of – they made it into like a complete documentary. And so it's like a 14-page written up. I got to bring the shindies. So I got to bring that back down.
That's what the public tends to do where you – when you're in a media role, you have to say, we can't present all of this.
It's impossible. We got to be able to give me a couple bullet points that we'll hit on.
Three or four bullet points.
Because right now I agree. And then it's like, well, and then if there's a tie and a four-way tiebreaker, then you have to go to this system and go to that system. And then the commissioner would have to make – no, just give us three or four bullet points. And I think we got a pretty good plan for this. They cannot go away because football –
Bowls.
I mean, it would be – horrific.
Would it?
It would be horrific if there was a... Imagine us if there was no bowl games to watch on a Tuesday night, December 26th. Remember the games us watching, like the Holiday Bowl and different games? They'd be like going, these are incredible. Watch this game. These kids are playing their tails off, and they get a chance to go. These kids get to go from wherever to a nice place or go someplace different. We had a blast. Our kids went to the Potato Bowl. We had a blast. Enjoyed all the events we went to. It was great. Playing the game, fun time. It was great.
Yeah, like I would just give the example of the Foster Farms Bowl, which was regarded as not a big time bowl. Blah blah blah. Why are we doing this?
San Francisco.
Why are we doing this? But if you went to the game, you're like, oh God, playing in the San Francisco 49ers Stadium in the city of San Francisco. It was a great experience. Yeah. It was a tremendous experience.
And the game was
just
fun,
like
too.
Your experience.
Game fun.
How was going to New York?
Oh, it's incredible.
That was incredible.
I mean,
everybody
I talked to said they're like, Coach, it was there's a bird in a hand, not one in the bush.
Nailed it. see that you're not gonna get it. I don't know what you're doing.
Come on, Jake.
Jake, give that a rest.
I got it.
Okay, but you answered the question very well. I am with you 100%. And I will say this about bowls. People will say, well, yeah, what about all the opt-outs? When I'm watching a game, the opt-outs don't bother me. There's still players out there. There's a few guys that, like Boston College.
When you get one of the – people say, oh, it's awful. Well, it's the same thing. That's one of those things where it's like, hang on. This is not the Florida State-Georgia game where it was 66-3. That was
bad.
Florida a couple years ago did the same thing when they got lost the SEC championship game. Everyone was out. So you remember those.
There's that.
So, but if you take the total number, you're still in the 90 percentile of those teams that are playing.
Right.
I mean, those teams that are, and the number of people, if there is an opt-out, if I'm sitting there if I'm like the fifth or sixth receiver and a couple of receivers are going to opt out and I get to play.
There you go.
I'm like going, bring this on. Right. I can't wait.
Right.
I'd like to know the answer to what I heard yesterday and if it's factual or not, where they're saying that it'll cost ESPN, Disney, $30 million that Notre Dame is not in a bowl game. That's the number that they threw out. That'll cost them $30 million for the game that they turned down. The game against BYU is the game that was
cost
turned down.
ESPN.
They said the value of Notre Dame being in a bowl game, because Notre Dame in a bowl game, still the viewership is going to be insane. They're going to watch. Notre Dame fans are going to watch Notre Dame play.
It makes me even more angry at Notre Dame.
And if it was in the... In a conference, what could you do to him?
Penalize them.
Let me ask you this. Can the ACC penalize Notre Dame football?
No.
No, they can't. They can't do anything to him.
Because Notre Dame is merely a business partner. They could punish one of the other sports. Women's hoops. Docked four games. Sorry.
Blame your football
Talk
program.
To Babakwa.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what docked four games means.
I don't even know. I'm just thinking of not playing. That's just stupid.
When we come back, are you going to the bowl game, Breakers? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.